Good morning, a Thursday morning. We are with Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Big news on Monday. GlobalFoundries is moving their headquarters to Malta. It was such big news that the president of the organization and Senator Schumer stood together to make the announcement.
That's right. Really exciting news. It's been 12 years since GlobalFoundries started construction on the $15 billion computer chip manufacturing complex in Saratoga County. And CEO Tom Caulfield said now's the time for the corporate office to be here as well. And the move comes as GlobalFoundries doubles its investment to increase capacity in Malta to $500 million this year. GlobalFoundries employs 3,000 people in Malta right now. And it's expanding capacity while there's currently a global semiconductor shortage, which has prompted President Biden and U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to push for $50 billion in funding to encourage more companies to manufacture computer chips on American soil. There's currently surging demand for computer chips for a wide range of products, from cars and trucks down to smartphones and laptops, which has created more urgency for federal funding to help chipmakers build and expand. GlobalFoundries has discussed the potential of adding a second plant in Malta for nearly a decade, and getting federal dollars to support those efforts may be the tipping point in moving forward, meaning thousands of new jobs would be created right here.
Well, anyone who's driven between Albany, Colony, and Schenectady has passed the former Grandma's Pies location, a popular location for a long time. We learn that the deal has been upended because of a labor shortage. Explain.
That's right. The labor shortage in the restaurant industry isn't just making it hard on owners to fill the job. As you mentioned, it upended the deal to sell the former Landmark business in Colony. The property where Grandma's is located was under contract and expected to be finalized with a group of investors from New York City, according to Tony Sabatino of Howard Hanna Commercial Real Estate. The group planned to reopen the business as a diner and resume baking pies, and that the deal was pretty much all said and done. Then one person who was going to be the manager said he couldn't go through with the deal and it imploded. They searched and couldn't find anyone else to take over, some pointing to the current unemployment benefits. Restaurants all over the region are saying the employee situation is dire and it is the worst hiring climate they've ever experienced.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.